Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. And getting in the fever, let's hear a little bit from Whiskey 6 and his words to the militia.
The American militia must, at this time, prepare itself for what is here, even now. Some of it is yet to come. Our founding fathers, and their God-inspired wisdom, but it has. Let us stand together and honor our obligation to country and Constitution. Let us stand as men and women of a free republic. Let us prepare to do what I'm sure is unthinkable to some of you, but take up arms in defense of our neighborhoods, our families, and our country and Constitution. The incumbent administration has taxed us without representation, imposed medical care and the assorted fees without being duly authorized by the Congress of the United States. They've weakened the world's greatest military and undermine security of our nation. Even now, we're on the cusp, the brink of World War III. Let's answer the call. Let's answer our duty and obligation. If there must be war, let it be here now. Acquiescence only emboldens those who subvert our country. And there are many. The imported jihadists, the American-born jihadists, drug dealers, corrupt LEO, a government who no longer represents the people, but takes care of theirself, theirself only. Let us win, lose, or draw, fulfill that obligation and be the Constitution's last line of defense and only hope at this point. God save this venerable republic. Maybe you'll let us help. Fix bayonets. Whiskey 6 out.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening for Wild Card Command Radio, The Endgame, Part 1. And we have with us again Whiskey 6. Go ahead. You got anything for us at this time, huh?
I do, Paul Bear. So the repetition of me being on this show, you should go to show you all the urgency. I have no desire to talk. There's much to be done on the crux of a sectarian civil war. This week, our intelligence teams watched the so much go on. We want to relay it to you. The United States switched on the ballistic missile defense system in Europe. The Russians, of course, are highly perturbed as it is intended to shield Europe from future tactical nuclear weapons. But we've seen and confirmed our at least 3 brigade task force, along with artillery and support, on the ground on the Ukrainian-Russian border. This is no secret. We checked it out. It was in the White House dispatches. They're calling it the surge, right? And last but not least, no American ground forces in combat in Iraq. I beg to differ. On full measure, on ABC News weekend, this Sunday, I saw U.S. forces in the 1st Infantry Division showing Iraqi positions with Paladin 155 self-propelled guns. I saw elements of the 101st engaged in patrolling in Iraqi cities again. No ground forces. No boots on the ground. No combat. What are they doing? The fact of the matter is they're getting our military off the United States soil as fast as they can. It's overcommitted. maintenance is being deferred. These troops soon, if it looks to be like correct, be engaging in various theaters. The ones in Iraq are already engaged. We watched Army Special Forces, we watched Special Operations Command helicopters. We took several pictures. I was overflown by MH6, as was our president this week. There's an abnormal amount of helicopter traffic. It is drill season. We get that. But we've been watching DHS really take to the highways. They're supplying LEO with new round of equipment, train, and infusion of manpower. What are they up to? What is their end game? What do you have to say about it, Paul Bearer?
Well, as you sit here and look across this nation, and you go on to military bases, if you happen to be near one, it looks like a ghost town. Recruits are there. There's training going on out of the fields, but it's mainly bring them in, train them up, and ship them out. It's truly the end game. We've got National Guard units engaged throughout most of the South, taking part in exercises to increase their skill at doing, getting rid of dissenters. Just the guys that stand out in the street and talk loud and wave their arms in the air for the newspaper, but the ones that dissent on the side, the ones that dissent in their writing, whatever they do. It's getting close to time when they're going to have to make some hard decisions. And one of those decisions is, what's more important? That check that they get for 2 weekends and 2 months and 2 weeks? Or their honor? And whose side are they going to be on? The people? The people who pay for that money, who helped them through their, who lived down the street from them? Or is it going to be Uncle Sam with that little FEMA grant that shows up once a month? These are all decisions that have to be made, and it's time they got involved with them. I've spent many years in the green uniform. We always had a mission that if the local law enforcement needed help, if there was a disaster in the area, a tornado, a fire, whatever, that we would roll some troops out there. We would provide shovels for putting out fires. We'd provide people for guarding the area so the police can respond to the people that are hurt. And we'd provide medics to help people get better. We'd bring tents and set them up so they could have a place to stay while their homes were being rebuilt. This is normal. What's not normal is that we would actually have a TM in the Army inventory that described how to build internment camps for civilians. That we would actually have an MOS, a job title, as internment specialist. Not a military policeman, but an internment special, a guard in a area where men and women who pay the bills, who pay the taxes, who trust their Congress, can actually be locked up in cells, in incommunicado. I never thought I'd see that in my country.
In a such short time, they transformed it. Subvert local law enforcement with federal grants. They're in the process of nationally federalizing the police forces. And soon, you are correct, U.S. servicemen are going to have to choose between the violation of posse comitatus and Third Amendment and to pick arms up against the countrymen. I say, remember your oath to the Constitution. I say, your loyalty is to the Constitution. why we're all here. I took an oath to the Constitution, not to my government. I cannot believe this is the United States of America. It enrages me that we are taxed almost relentlessly to pay for our armed forces and LEO to exercise and eventually come pick us all up. I'm outraged. All you should be outraged, but not at them, but at ourselves. We've let it go this far.
It's time now for the militias to take a new look at life. We've been sitting here waiting, polishing our guns, stacking our bullets, marking our face, building ghillie suits, finding catchers in the field for that day when a great army would attack us. But we didn't know that it was the guy down the street. We didn't know that somebody, today in most cities, you have something called report something to that effect, set up by FEMA and Homeland Securities, so that if you see something strange, like Bill down the street laying in his backyard practicing, working the bolt on his rifle and changing ammunition clips as he practices his skills, tell somebody. So they call 911. So Bill has people out there wanting to know what he's doing. He's in his own backyard. He's not shooting anybody. He's not pulling the trigger. He's just practicing. All these things are being reported. So now it's time for the militia to stand up, look around and say, okay, I shall protect. It's your area, your state, your county, your neighborhood, and your block. It's time for these neighborhood protection teams to get organized, to identify who's the medic, who's the engineer, what's the field of fire, how can you defend these? Because the government keeps telling you, they put up program after program on television telling you when the EMP comes, all the lights are going off. The gas stations are not going to pump fuel. The pharmacies are not going to provide medicine. The grocery stores will be ransacked by people that live from a debit or an EBT card to their mouth and have no food. And when they quit shopping there, they're coming to your house. If they don't, FEMA is. They've enacted laws in across America for FEMA and emergency managers that tell them that if you need to feed people because there is no food and you don't have stores with food in them, that you go door to door. And anything over a certain amount is called, and again, you got to think about this one, it's called hoarding, H-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. It goes back to 1940s during the war when everybody was on the little card. They could have so much this, that. Well, if you didn't use all of yours this month, you're not supposed to get more. And the law says over 7 days of what your family can eat, they pick it up, they load it in their car. If they need more, they'll probably take the rest. So you've got to get prepared for this. You've got to get your family prepared for this. The other thing you've got to look for.
What is this, Barbara? This is the end game. I mean, the fact of the matter is we've had confirmation from 13 National Guard units. We're all training for civil disobedience this weekend. And one of my state commanders, being the hearts and minds type, went up to a U.S. Guardsman in his state, hand him a card, oathkeeper card, said, hey, brother, join us. Combat vet too, you know. Guy crumbled the card up, threw it back on his chest, and told him, quote, unquote, you're the reason we're training so hard. Now, you believe what you want to believe. That speaks volumes to me. But I call upon all American servicemen in LAO, obey your oaths to the Constitution. We don't want to be your enemies. I'm sorry, Paul Bear, please go on. I want to get that out before the show ended.
Roger that. And the other thing is, now's the time for each of these units to start looking about. When the guard gets called up, it's going to be called up by a super governor who has five states. It's going to be utilized by Homeland Security. It's going to be backing up the sheriff's department. And it's going to have to, because what's going to happen is when things go bad, you're going to find a lot of the guys that used to get checked down there at the sheriff's and police department are going to be home at the house with mama. They're going to be doing what you're doing, protecting their homes, protecting their families, protecting their friends. When you sit out here, every day you need to look to see where the electric plant is, what type of protection they have. Is there anybody guarding it? Or is it just sitting down the street from you out there inside of a fence where a sign says, do not enter, and people outside having parties and running around the area? Well, who's going to watch that? Because we do have enemies. We have imported them. We have created them. We've got buses every day that roll out, roll across the border out of Mexico. They roll up to Kansas City to the inland port, and they offshoot little young middle-aged to service-aged men, no women, no children. We call them immigrants. We call them, they're immigrating from the Middle East wars, and we're bringing with them everything they dislike. They're bringing their skills, and they're bringing their jihad right here to our neighborhood. And when they go, they'll start. We recently watched an episode unfolding in California, where yesterday they were doing a mass casualty exercise. They had some guys in town of Middle Eastern descent who were planning on attacking an air base there. This air base was kind of critical to us because it's what keeps the lights, it keeps our eyes to the west. Had it gone down or been destroyed or that equipment damaged, there'd have been nobody out there. Nobody out there to look and see what's coming towards us. We're getting down here in about 11 minutes. We need to start thinking real hard on that. You need to look in your area, because the job of the militia is to protect the people. When they done the NDAAs and they included the people in the enemy side and not in the protected side, that job fell to us. And that's where we need to be. We need to look at in and put together our neighborhood protection teams. And I mean putting people out there, not just the old, the sick, lame, and the lazy, but actually putting out a couple of good people that know how to aim, how to train them, how to bring them up to speed, how to get them organized. Because if you got a neighborhood and you're on a patrol and you got some hot and heavy behind you, it would be nice to slide in someplace that they're not willing to go because they don't want to get holes in their cars. But out here today, it's your job and my job. Stand up, look around us and said, okay, if this was my battlefield and this is my position, how will I defend this? And start putting together your plan. Put them in your wallet. Put them someplace so you know what they are. Now's the time to realize they're going to come looking for us. If I am just Joe Snuffy, lives down on 3rd Street, and I'm sitting up on my front porch, and I've got a good 12-gauge with some double aught in there that I'm cleaning, I'm okay. I'm running around in a pair of BDUs with armor and all sorts of things. I'm probably going to get picked up. So we need to start putting our stuff and cashing it and getting ready. When that electricity goes off, we're going to need to withdraw to our homes. We're going to need to sit there with the family and give them 7 days. In those 7 days, they'll run around and they'll set everything up. but we know where everything is anyway, because that's our area. That was the strength behind the Sadr City in Iraq. That was the strength behind all the nation, all the countries, all the little towns, because they know where everything is, and the interlopers, they have to hunt. So as we get ready for this, get your notebooks out, get stuff marked, get stuff written down. Get up on the site called militias.ning.com. That's the RAM site. There are thousands of pages of information that you're really going to need when the electricity quits or when someone decides to turn it off or when the banks decide that all the money inside is just an investment and they're going to invest it into their 401ks and you're not getting it back. When all that's in there, all that information up on the site is going to be necessary. And they know it's there, and when the time comes, they're going to turn it off. So now's the time to get that downloaded into PDFs, or better yet, print it up and put it into little books and set up on the top shelf. They've got manuals to include the one I mentioned early about internment specialists and how to do prison things. You'll need that information to know what it is you were looking at. We got somebody else came in here. Let's see if they have something they'd like to add to us. You're on the air there. At last number is 9519. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're up and we're trying to spread the word. You got any good words for the people out here?
Not too much. I'm just hanging around listening, checking things out. Go ahead.
Okay. So we get it documented. Get those things down. Now, the power will come back on because we got people in our town know how to put the power on. The feds don't put the power on your town. You do. It comes from a little place downtown. Find out who owns that. We get it, and when the electricity goes off, we'll come turn it back on for us. Because Miss Cully around the corner there, she's on a respirator. If you turn off electricity, she's going to die. Fran over here on 3rd Street, she has to go down and get a dialysis every 72 hours. And if she don't get that, she's going to die. These people are your responsibilities. They may not be in your militia, but they're under your control. When you take that vow, that oath to defend the people, it goes a long way. You're going to have to figure, now's the time to start figuring out places that'll grow food. Who's got a garden in their backyard? Oh, why don't they put in one extra row of, say, beans? Or why don't they put in some greens? Or if you got a blank, empty area downstairs, down about 2 blocks there, they got that old empty field, no one does anything with it. Next time you ride by, stop by and pick up a big handful of seeds and throw them out there in that field and see how much it'll catch in between the grass. That might be the only food that some people have. All these things are necessary. And you got all these people running around here hollering and screaming, look at those squirrels, they're tearing up my garden. Well, when there's no grocery store, squirrel meat tastes just like chicken. So learn where they're nesting. Start doing this today, and things will be a lot easier when they get to the end game. Because when it gets to where it's convenient to them, they don't need us anymore. When our taxes run out, we have no way at all to hold over them, because that's all the thing they care about for most of us. And all these people that are turning around looking at the President of the United States, the current President, saying, look what he done. No, he didn't do it. We did it. We did it by letting our congressmen, they put in the NDA, National Defense Authorization Act, 2010. when they done that, they decided that people that had served their country took that extra thing, were shot at by our enemies, that those are possibly homegrown terrorists. That those Leos that had finished their time, and they were retired, out looking at for a good place to go fishing, those are terrorists too. All those firemen that don't, those are terrorists too. When they became terrorists, the people became terrorists. And this has been going on since before the current administration. And who does it? I refer to them as the elected felons in our different governments, because they're the ones that write these laws and put these rules out that go against our Constitution. So as we get ready to close here tonight, what I'd like for you very much to do, take some time. The militia has something besides a group of guys that get together on the weekend and play war. Think about it as the protectorate of the people. And you'll find that it goes a long way. And be sure to get the Neen site. If you ain't got a printer, go up there and download it. Put them on some little thumb drives. Search around out in the garage and find you some good heavy-duty steel pipe. Drop those thumb drives in the middle of it. Put a screw in on each side. Throw it up in the attic. After everything quits, you can bring them down there and put them back in there, and that information will be available to everybody in your area. I want to thank Whiskey Six and Rebel Angel for coming on here tonight, and I want to thank the rest of you that called in that we didn't get to, and ask you to be here again next week, same time, same station. And if you have some people that need to know about this, we'll put a link up on the RAM site for you where you can click onto it and go to it. Otherwise, you go to blogtalkradio.com /wildcardcommand. And we have a number of radio shows that have been recorded in the past that will give you a lot of good information. This is Paul Bear, and I want to thank you very much for listening tonight. Y'all have a good evening.